Next item on the agenda is public comments. This is an opportunity for members of the public to comment on any item that is not currently on the agenda. Be glad to take public comments at this point. Mr. Jenkins. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chief. Doug Jenkins, representing Twin River Watermen Association. I'm going to cut my comments short because I talked with Jack some of it in the hallway and we had some things that were sort of cleared up.
Good.
So I'll make it short. But I'm still concerned, and I know the Blue Ribbon Oyster Panel is not ready for this meeting, which was advertised, but it will be ready for the next one. But yes, I want like to alert the board members on how the Watermen Association feel towards some of it, particularly the public funding and the bailiff harsh to bottom. Under their recommendations, public funding and the bailiff harsh to bottom will benefit the private sector a whole lot more than the public, and that concerns us. It recommends the James River seed stay in the James River because of disease, and we only have two other seed producing areas, and that's the Piangy Tank and the Great Mecompa, and they will remain closed for public use, but will benefit the private sector grounds around it. It will sort of like a hatchery supplying them with oyster larvae, which in turn they sell back to the state for twice the value of it if it was the state's own. Am I clear on that? Anybody have a problem with that? Understanding that, what I mean by that? I mean, it's only three seed-producing oyster areas in the whole state of Virginia. One of them is going to be closed and kept in the James River because of the disease. That's the recommendation from VIMS. The other two is going to be closed as for the benefit of restoration, and like I say, they will provide the lava for the private grounds around them. I don't have no problem with them supplying the lava to the private grounds around them, but I have problems with not having enough seed for those areas that in the other parts of Virginia that cannot produce seed or water quality is not to the point where they can reproduce themselves. I think the funding should be, it would extend twice as many seed oysters to those areas that need seed oysters rather than buying it from the private sector. And I just have a problem with that. And I represent the watermen, and they have a problem with that. And I would hope if we can't come up with something, it should be done this time because, you know, this is for 3 years and we wait. It's disturbing to us, like I talked with Jack, to see watermen across the river that can go during the winter months when we can't catch crabs, to have oysters to work on 2-3 months, and we on the opposite side of the river and don't have a place to work. And that's all I'm going to say now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jenkins. Jack, can you just very briefly just touch on the concerns that Mr. Jenkins has for the benefit of the commission?
Next month we will have a very detailed presentation for you on the recommendations of the Blue Ribbon Panel. And in fact, within the next 10 days or so, you will receive the final report of that panel. And there are a number of recommendations in there. I wish I could say they were all unanimous, but that's virtually impossible when you're talking about how to manage oysters today. There's such widely varying opinions on how to manage the native and the whole issues with the non-native species and all. But we'll go through those in a lot of detail and provide you a lot of some of the theories behind the individual recommendations. I think after you see the report, I think you'll agree that it's something as close as we could get to a consensus from industry and science and environmental groups. When you're trying to work with all three of those groups and come to some agreement, it's quite difficult. But I think we got pretty darn close for most of the items. There are always going to be these fringe issues, like Mr. Jenkins brings up about planting seed, you know, wild seed for the watermen. But I think there are other recommendations in there that address some of that concern. So everybody didn't get what they want, but everybody did get some of what they wanted.
And everybody had ample opportunity to comment. This
we
one
met
thing
eight
about
times
it,
over a period of a year.
And the final report has been revised. This is the third revision.
Three times.
So, but what I'm saying is, not, and I'm not discounting what Mr. Jenkins has to say whatsoever. I'm just saying that there's been a lot of opportunity for everybody to comment, to provide what they believe to be important, and what is important to one person in a certain geographic location is different than another location, and whether one's in, it's really a dynamic process. Just with the watermen alone, not mentioning the environmental and the scientific community. So it's very much a learning process, I can assure you that. And your comments are well taken, Doug. Thank you very much. Next public comment. Captain Bob, come forward, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You got something for you, Jack?
I got something for everybody today.
How are you?
If I was any better, you'd have to call 911 and have them come lock me up.
Have at it.
Huh?
There you go.
Now listen, I want to give you a little report because we've been examining our reef module out on Seymour Rock, and everything is alive and healthy and growing and growing, and they're going to be going out next week. Jay is already aware of it. And Ram is going to call. But the thing is, we're at the point now that I thought we would get to. After 7.5 years of this module being down on Seymour Rock, hey, we're at the point where we're almost chock-a-block. Chock-a-block with oysters, okay? But that's a subject of another thing. The reason I'm here today, gentlemen, is there's an opportunity for the Commonwealth of Virginia. The Navy has decided to do away with their ammunition mooring facility, which is about 2.5 miles from here, where you sit, right out here in Hampton Roads. And the contract was for demolition was supposed to have been awarded on the 19th, and it was a small business set aside. It was somewhere under $5 million with the price range on the thing. But the thing is, that facility is in an ideal location. Let's see, is Roger? No, Roger isn't here today. But we're in that facility is in the. I'm going.
Roy Ensley's here today. He can probably comment on it.
Who?
Mr. Roy Ensley. Remember the man did all the.
But
we can bring him out of retirement.
No, this just came up. It's an opportunity for the Commonwealth to show our stuff. I mean, we know how to do oysters. We really do in the Commonwealth. I think we're in the lead of anybody in the Chesapeake as far as density per square meter. That's been proven, okay? And it may not be the traditional way, but I have a handout because this all came up Friday, and I'm working by myself.
Thank you.
But this will give you an idea. Now, let's see. Wait a minute. Okay. There should be enough in this file for everybody. One for everybody. And, Bob, I got your copy right here. It's exactly the same as what they got. Now, what's all this about? Instead of destroying a facility that's only been in existence since 1982, when the Highway Department had to do tear down the Navy's existing ammunition handling facility because it was in the way of the work that they were doing with the modern Merrimack Tunnel. So they built this facility, and the location of it is on a chart that's in there. Okay. Now.
Is this right downstream from Middle Ground Light, right around the corner?
Right, right, exactly. It's right here. Okay. But it's in 30 feet of water. It's at the edge of the anchorage area. And what I propose to do with it, and the contractor has already, the contracting officer has already got my proposal. Yeah, I mean, got my, and we're all stopped. We're not going to tear down anything yet. And the thing is, what we can use it for is what I can't do on Steamer Rock on public ground, because this is not on public ground. This is not even in the clam management area. The map there will show everything. But it can do what I believe will be the salvation of the oyster industry, okay? And that's a big, hey, that's a big thing. But it can be done. And the thing is, I'm just here because you, the Commonwealth of Virginia, which you guys help preserve and defend and restore and do everything for the natural resources of marine resources of Virginia, and I want to help you, but I want to use this facility. And it's basically the size of a football field. I didn't even know it was there until Rich Hoffman told me about it and the history of it. And but anyway, the thing is, it can be used as a breeder facility for my modules. What I can't do up, I can do it up in the Rappahannock, but if I put anything down on that public ground, it belongs to the state. And, hey, I don't mind that if the state is paying for it. But so far, all the work I've done has been out of the funded by the private sector, okay? Because I really believe the oyster can pay, the native oyster can pay for its own restoration if handled properly. And that's what I'm sure you people would agree with. The native oyster can pay for its own restoration.
Captain Bob, what's the bottom line? How much time did you write this check
for? Okay, the bottom line is I'm waiting on the contracting officer to tell me whether they can lease that property to me how do we work from here? Because if they don't tear it down, they're going to save about $5 million. Mm-hmm. Okay, now that's significant. That's taxpayer money.
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to just keep you all informed and march on. But
You've set the table well. I think I understand where we're going.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, the next time we'll talk, that you'll see me, is if we can proceed. Okay?
Thank you, sir. Good day. Anyone else speaking public comments? Next item on the agenda is item number 15, John Beckwith, request to license and locate a pound net in Chesapeake Bay, west of Parker's Island. The proposal is protested. Mr. Travelstead, good afternoon.
Thank you. Good afternoon. And you want to use this? Yeah. That's your voice.
Huh? Let's see if we can get
that. Let's talk
isn't going to be so clear, but